Christine, when you get to Park Rose, go ahead and take a break. You're not going to get much of a break, so go ahead and we're going to fill you back for a little bit. Give me ready for service. Once you're ready to go, and we'll cut you in.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm going to try and call my garage manager, too. I don't think she's going to be in by now, though.
Yeah, she's probably not. Is everything okay?
I received a message saying that I should contact my garage manager, so I'm going to at least leave her a message so that she knows what's going on about the acid report.
Okay, I'm confused. I never sent you a message, and neither did my partner in here. What message did you receive? You do have to do a report about the lady falling on your bus, but, oh, you mean about maybe turning it in tomorrow instead of today?
No, it says contact your garage manager. I don't know. Is that what it was trying to communicate? I guess I didn't understand.
Oh, that's just a boxed message. That's just saying that if you have any questions regarding, you know, having to do the report about the person falling on your bus, you'll contact your garage manager. Otherwise, it's just a regular report that we do. Everybody has to do it if somebody falls on your bus or you have an accident. Normal report, and the managers, it's just a canned message that goes out to everybody for it that does a report.
I never got that one before. It's usually just like asset number blank, and then that's it. I'm sorry. I totally didn't understand what was going on.
Nope, it's all good. Yeah, so as long as you got the asset number, when you get back to the garage, do the quick little report on it, turn it into your station agent, you're good. But when you get to Park Rose, go ahead and take some time to, you know, rest and stretch and that, and we'll cut you in somewhere once you get me ready for service.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a safe night at 1816.